Previously on Algoa FM.
And doing it with love and a whole lot of passion. Time for us to make a difference in the lives of so many. And at the forefront are our friends at Community Chest EC. It gives me great pleasure to welcome MD Selwyn Willis and board member Brendan Adriaanzen to Algoa Cares. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Casey.
Let me start with the MD. Selwyn, you are no stranger to the airwaves, right? From radio presenter to MD of this incredible NPO, namely the Community Chest EC. 73 years in the industry and still making a huge impact in society. Tell us a bit more about Community Chest Eastern Cape.
As you rightfully said, that we've been around for 73 years. The organization, the brainchild of a few women, obviously. And it would take a man to start this initiative and bring it to where we are currently, doing so much for the city, and really has played an integral role in community development. Mm-hmm. We focus on four key pillars, which is community development, skills development, health and education. And if I were just to give you a quick snapshot of all four pillars, the community development, we focus on the elderly and the frail, and also we've incorporated sport as well.
Yeah.
So we offer assistance to sporting clubs. But it's not your normal run where we give you footballs and rackets and stuff like that. It's really just to make a difference that is sustainable and really impactful. With the elderly, we look at enhancing their living conditions. I mean, they've committed so much to society and given so much to society, but they're living in absolute squalor. So really, you know, something that we need to look at. With education, I look at ECD centers, probably a biased decision of mine, because when I joined Community Chest in 2019, it was the first entity that I entered into. And really just it was one of those heart-wrenching moments when I saw the kids and the conditions that they were learning under. So we lend support to ECD centers. Health, we look at soup kitchens. And then with skills development, we look at low-hanging fruit by educating and encouraging people to really look at vegetable gardens, doing basic elements with using their hands and really just creating something special.
I couldn't help but notice one of your flagship campaigns, the Winter Willy Week, is still underway. Yeah. How's the campaign coming along?
So it's also a long-standing campaign. It's been around for almost 30 years. Can you believe it?
Wow, wow.
So with that said, last year I foolishly made a comment where I wanted to collect about a tons of clothing and then exceeded that by three. So we collected 3 tons of clothing last year. So this year I just had to go in at 3 tons. Mm. So hopefully we're going to be making the target, but I'm hopeful that we will. At the moment we've got about 1.5 tons of clothing that we've collected and also disseminated.
And I mean, we're going to exceed that target after
this
interview.
Absolutely.
Most definitely.
Absolutely.
You're also working closely and tirelessly with companies in terms of CSI projects.
Yes.
How would you say are the two complementing one another?
You know, I've had some great support from the corporates, and they've really been, a standout. Mm. For me specifically, the love shown here in Nelson Mandela Bay could not be, efficient without the help of the corporates. And I think, one has to acknowledge their support, even though they're going through trying times.
Yes.
So they've really been great. DG Capital, if I may mention, has been one of those standout partners with us. And together we've just formed this relationship going forward and helping so many people that are in need. So that is just one of many that have come to help us.
Excellent. Brendan, I'd like to bring you into the conversation over here. You part and parcel of planning a Madiba Day campaign.
Correct.
What's happening?
Yes. So a couple of, about 2 years ago, Selwyn and myself had a couple of chats and got together. And we firstly started a golf day, okay? Mm-hmm. And that was very effective. And we raised quite a bit of money the money used for?
That was for the school.
For the school, yes. For a different school.
Yes. Yeah.
So we decided this year we want to do something new, something bigger. And in December, I met not the principal, but one of the teachers at Northern Lights School.
Sure.
They just opened up a new project, a craft class, arts and crafts class, and they had basically nothing. So, I met this lady, the teacher, and we started discussing it. And I said, listen, I will see you next week. And we bought like 15 or 20,000 rands worth of arts and crafts, and we dropped it off.
Fantastic.
And since then, just going into the school, seeing the need, seeing the kids you know, their faces light up every time I drop something off. Mm-hmm. And I spoke to Selwyn and I said, there's such a big need. So let's do Mandela Day. Let's start an initiative where we do this every year. Every year we choose a new partner that we are assisting, but we get the community together. Because between, you know, community chairs, DG Capital, yes, we can do it, but we need everyone else out there to assist as well.
Absolutely.
And that was the brainchild behind it. And, I mean, it's now next Friday. There's still a lot of planning to do, but it's looking good. I think so far we are almost close to 100 people that will be assisting us on the day. Yeah. And a lot of it is handymen.
Yeah. And what are your needs to let this come to fruition?
So at the moment, paint.
A whole lot of paint.
A whole lot of paint. Any paint will help. The school is in dire need of paint and waterproofing. Waterproofing is a big problem. So obviously with a lot of the corporates that are assisting, like with us as well, we've predominantly females in the office. So I've got about 19 ladies coming to help on the day. And then we like two or three men, you know.
Mana, so,
exactly.
We need hands on deck.
We need more. Right. So the ladies will be painting murals, etc. But there's so much more to be done. You know, we're building a playground. We are building tables and chairs.
Yeah.
We are. There's so many things that's happening.
And of course, you know, aside from the material things and skills that is required on the day, monetary contributions will also be valued for the day.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I think that's also quite a critical element because, remember, as a registered public benefit organization, I'm able to issue the 18A receipt for donations that are made. So there's a benefit for the donator or the donor. Yeah. And I think that also what is quite important with Brendan saying that the school is in dire need is that we really would like to transform the school into something unique. Remember, this is the school holiday. So when the kids return, they're going to see something totally different.
Wow. Yeah.
A school transformed and really, once again, an entity that is conducive to learning.
Fantastic. Before I let you go, final words from your side, Brendan?
Yeah, so I think please get involved. We've made such a difference in the last 6 months, and I'm trying to get the entire needs list done this year, before end of the year. So we've successfully raised enough funds to build a hall because they don't have a hall. And then up next is the workshop that we're trying to build, and then another two classrooms. So purely now, for now, maintenance next Friday. So please pull in and make a difference.
Selwyn.
Okay, so I just want to say, you know, the more support we have, the bigger the impact. I think what we're looking at is just leaving a legacy, making an impactful difference, and really just, you know, doing that as a community. That's all we're looking for.
So there we go, Algo Country, and you still owe me a coffee date. And a pool and a pool game.
Oh, my.
I haven't forgotten.
Oh, my goodness.
How many years ago was that?
It happens. We get too busy at the end of the day. So there we go. MD Selwyn Willis and Brendan Andre Janssen from Community Chest joining us on, well, Algo Cares this afternoon. All of the best with the Madiba Day and Winter Willy campaign. Very proud of you guys, and keep that flag flying high.
Thank you.
Thank you, Casey.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.